getting adults or native speakers to give you the kind of input when you're learning language that you need as he listens to you when you try to speak back to
them? Did everybody hear that question? Are there suggestions or techniques that you can give to native speakers so that they can give you the kind of stuff that you need back so that you can be a full participant in the interaction? No, I remember Steve years ago, Steve Crown. I wish Steve was here. Steve, back in the late 70s, actually, he said we should all wear buttons as second language learners that say, I'm a level one speaker of X, or I'm a level two, so I'm a level speak, and have a little thing underneath that says, speak to me in short sentences, or speak to me slowly, or actually wear buttons like that. I have to admit that I don't speak Italian, but I do speak Italian. And I have a good friend who is bilingual Italian, Spanish from birth. And her parents are Italian from Italy. She was raised in Venezuela. And her parents don't speak English. And so when they come to visit the United States, which is quite often, I'm at her house, they speak some Spanish. Obviously, they lived in Venezuela for a while, but they prefer to speak Italian. So the first time I met them, I went through this rigmarole in the best Italian I could. I had my friend Julie help me get the words out, telling them, I don't understand very well. I don't speak Italian very often. And I gave them like five things. I said, I may have to stop you at some point. I was apologizing ahead of time. And lo and behold, if they were like so happy to talk to me, and after I left that night, they told Julie, what do you mean he doesn't speak Italian? He speaks great Italian. Well, that's because I got them to slow down so I can interact with them. So sometimes if you can preempt, I think it helps. But that's going to be, I think, situational specific.